God, how do you, what do you say after that?
Because it's hard to sum it up now. It's very, very disappointing. The fellas in the dressing room have got it too. You know, we'd worked hard coming in here, and we felt that we wouldn't be too far away, but Galway in the day just were absolutely unreal. You know, from the word go, that there was no sign of their defensive system that they had been playing all year, and they just went at it and they shot the lights out. And you know, we really struggled to stay with their pace and their vision and their passing and their, you know, the way they moved the thing about, and it was difficult now, but hopefully we'll have learned and we can take something from it.
Is it really show the difference between a team that struggled in Division 3 and a team that played against Dublin and Croke Park?
Some days it does and some days it doesn't. Like, you know, for Manabits, Monaghan the day, you know, and it was just a day we couldn't get going. You know, we needed to just be fit to keep the scoreboard going with them, and we just couldn't stay with the scoreboard. Like, they were just ruthless in front of goal.
In hindsight, do you regret not going with the wind in the first half, or
I don't think there was much difference or much wind in it. You know, just Galway on the day, they're just their pace, their power and their vision and their class was just better than we were. And you know, but as I say, the only thing we can take out of the day is hopefully the fellas haven't played at that level against that pace and power can take something out of it and use that as their experience, you know.
And will it be difficult to, can everyone raise the mood for the next day?
It's going to be tough, you know, when you get beat like that there, but all we can do is we'll go back now on Wednesday night or Friday night, and I know they've around the club fixtures in Sligo next week, we'll let the boys play that, and you know, the draw will be made then, we'll know who we're playing and we'll get going again, get trained again. We can't stop. You know, we have to keep going. We've a lot of work done. We've a lot of young players in there. So, again, it's a learning curve for them, and hopefully they'll come back the stronger for it.
Kyle Cawley, when he got on the ball, he caused a few problems.
Kyle was causing them bother inside there. He kept playing. All the fellas kept playing right till the end. I thought Luke Nicholson come in and done well around the middle of the field too. They all tried and worked hard. You know, every man in done their best. It's just, you know, once Galway got on top, they were ruthless. They didn't let us off the hook. They kept piling on the pressure and piling on the pressure. And at the end there, they went for goals, and they were still going for goals right up till the very end. They're just a ruthless Galway performance today. They really laid down a marker.
And did it kind of show Kevin Walton there a couple of years? He's kind of got a system playing, and it's only your first season with them, and you're still kind of getting to know the players to a certain degree.
I suppose Kevin's system today was just the total mirror image of the last day when he was defensive against Mayo. You know, we came out today and he just went at it, you know, from the word go. He just different system, so he shows now that his team can have more on their locker than just the defensive system. They can match anybody with any type of system now. Just that's how dangerous a team they are now.
I suppose looking at the qualifiers in a couple of weeks, you'd be looking for a home draw anyway, especially.
It'd be lovely to get playing up in Markovitch, surely, but you know, we'll just see how that goes. We'll worry about that in a couple of days' time. We'll just to get round the boys now and get their heads up again and get them back going again. That's our most important thing now.
Cheers, thanks very much.
Thanks.